Football on Off the Ball.
As I've mentioned before, it's only gave me a taste for more, whether that be with Ireland or with club football or whatever the case may be.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, a new interim CEO for Ulster Rugby. Joey Carberry opens up on his decision to move to France. And Joe Marler has his unfiltered say on the TMO controversy arising from Saracens' premiership win over Harlequins. First up today, though, Hugh McCaughey has been installed as the interim CEO of Ulster Rugby. A former chief executive of South Eastern Health and Social Care Trust in Northern Ireland, he replaces Johnny Petrie, who stepped down as CEO after 5 years with the province on Monday. McCaughey will assume the role on April 3rd. It's not his first dalliance with Ulster Rugby, having chaired their academy from 2015 to 2019. He also coached the likes of Rory Best, Stephen Ferris, Chris Henry, Tommy Bowe and Andrew Trimble at underage level. Commenting on the appointment, Paul Terrington, the chair of Ulster Rugby's management committee, said Hugh is a welcome addition to Ulster Rugby. His senior organisational leadership experience, not only in the public sector but also in the rugby world, is highly advantageous for us at this time. He has a proven track record of delivering in the challenging area of healthcare, and we're looking forward to seeing the impact he can have with Ulster Rugby. McCaughey says his temporary stewardship can help build strong foundations for the future at Ulster. Joey Carberry has opened up on his decision to leave Munster for Bordeaux at the end of this season. The now former Ireland Ed Half has agreed a 2-year contract with the Top 14 club, bringing to an end a frustrating 6-year spell with Munster. Carberry has been explaining his decision to head to France.
Yeah, extremely tough decision. I suppose it was a great opportunity that I couldn't really pass by, and I think the way things have gone probably over the last year for me, it was... A few people I've chatted to are just like, look, a fresh break can do and a fresh start can do the world of good for some people. So I've taken it for that reason. And yeah, really exciting. But I suppose there's still a huge amount to be played for at the end of this season. So yeah, but no, it's exciting. It was bittersweet. I didn't think, always had the intention to go abroad and try something different at some stage of my career. I didn't think it would happen necessarily, but really excited for what's to come, but then again, looking forward to finishing the season strongly here as well.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men's 72-hour advanced deodorant. Tough on sweat, not on skin. Jack Ainger has signed a new 2-year contract with Connacht. The tight end prop has made 63 appearances following his move from Leinster in 2020. Ainger's new deal will keep him with Connacht until the summer of 2026. England will be without number 8 Sarah Beckett for their next 3 games in the Women's Six Nations. She's been banned by an independent disciplinary committee following the red card she was shown in Sunday's win over Italy. Beckett will miss England's games with Wales and Scotland, as well as Ireland's visit to Twickenham. That's on April 20th. They don't know their arseholes from their nose holes. That was the reaction of Joe Marler to the explanation surrounding the TMO controversy in the Premiership at the weekend. During Saracen's comfortable win over Marler's Harlequins, there was a clear out by Quinn's flanker Stephen Levies on Owen Farrell. After Juan Martin Gonzalez had scored Sarri's 7th try of the afternoon immediately after the incident, TMO Stuart Terheig could be heard on the television coverage telling referee Christoph Ridley that he didn't want to investigate the matter, as it had been raised by TNT Sports co-commentator Austin Healy.
I think the reason for the Owen Farrell being upset, and it's worth another look, Levies comes in with his knees into the ruck. It's worth another look.
Down, could you just show me what caused it?
I think Six slides into the ruck really late with both of his knees. Where he hits Farrell could be really interesting.
Yeah, the problem I've got now is, of course, it looks like Healy's instigated it, yeah?
That's how it sounded in real time, and it's led to talk that TMO-led decisions could be influenced by match commentary. It has since forced an apologetic statement from the English RFU, which read,
"The professional game match officials team regret that questions have been raised about player safety and decision-making. Match officials take player welfare incredibly seriously, and it is their overriding priority. At the time of the Gonzalez try, the television match official Stuart Terheig asked the TNT sports director for clips around the incident to review in the background before deciding whether to call an official review into the foul play incident or not. This is a common request from TMO to director that occurs in rugby broadcasting to enable the TMO to decide whether an official review is required. Simultaneously, the TMO also checked the grounding on the Saracens' try. In relation to the act of foul play committed by Stephen Louise against Owen Farrell, the TMO saw the initial contact off the ball. He decided on the evidence that it was no more than a penalty advantage. As Saracens went on to score, that advantage was deemed to have been taken, so no further action was required. In response to Stewart's initial request for images, the director asked the TMO if he wanted to look again at the incident. The TMO declined, as he was confident in his original decision. At the same time, the TNT Sports commentary team also saw the replays and posed the question whether Louise's actions warranted a review. The conversation between TMO and director that was broadcast live was regrettable. They were not intended to be heard outside of the broadcast truck, nor were they the reason for the foul play incident not being formally reviewed. Terhig is disappointed that he allowed himself to be distracted with interactions with the broadcast team and did not communicate his decision to the on-field match officials. TMOs do not actively listen or react to the broadcast commentary team. TMOs make their decisions independently, based on their own judgment, experience, and in line with agreed World Rugby protocols. However, due to their location at the matches, they sometimes overhear commentary. The nature of the audio configuration in some broadcast trucks and in some stadiums means the working environment varies from match to match. The incident was an unusual and unfortunate occurrence. The PGMOT, Premiership Rugby and TNT Sports are working closely together to make sure this does not happen again. The three organizations enjoy a close and positive working relationship based on a mutually beneficial system that has worked for many years. All parties will continue to work hard to further refine and perfect systems to ensure player safety and high-quality rugby.
Possibly not the end of the matter. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Dove Men Plus Care tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.